Well, welcome back to This Week in the Association. Kevin and I are honored to welcome the incredible voice of the Lincoln Salt Dogs, Michael Dixon, to the show. Michael, thanks for joining us here again.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, Michael, let's look at exciting end to the last season for you guys. And wind up getting in the playoffs, tough time there against Kansas City. But as you look back on the end of that season, do you feel like that does anything carrying into the 2023 season?
Yeah, I do. I think there's a lot of young guys back, too, and it's obviously cool for these young guys to make a run to the playoffs. And the Salt Dogs had to win 9 of their last 10 just to get in, and they did that. And they did so, too, against, you know, the hated rival in Two City on the last day of the regular season. So that was even cooler. And I know that a lot of those familiar faces with Josh Altman, Ryan Long, Justin Bird, they might not be back, but I think you have some younger faces who were really important last year who are back. You mix in some veteran guys who like playing for Brett. They know all about Brett. And I really do think you can take some of that experience from last year and roll it into this season. And I've already talked to Brett a couple of times about last year and if that can create momentum. And he said, honestly, he feels like if they had played anyone other than Kansas City in that first round, they might have made a run and won the whole dang thing. So they were a really confident bunch last year. Kansas City was so good, and that's just how it works. And, you know, I think the big thing is to get off to a hot start to carry that momentum into 2023, and we'll get to see that here in a few short days.
As you look across this lineup, Michael, looks like this team may struggle to score some runs. Is that, am I looking at this the wrong way? I'm missing something here?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I think there's, Brett said there's a lot of unknowns. Matt Goodhart was really solid last year. He showed up to Lincoln 30 pounds heavier, all muscle. I mean, you can see him bulk up, so that'll be a tough lefty bat. Obviously, you've got guys like Will Kinger, who's been really good in this league and loves playing for Brett. Nate Sampson is one of the all-time greats in the league. Aaron Takis has been really good wherever he's been. Nick Anderson, I think you give him a chance to play every day. It'll be really interesting to see what he's able to do coming from Kane County. And Connor Panis, a guy who the Salt Dogs were hoping like heck would be with the team last year. He's finally here this year after a weird visa-related thing and it forced him to play in Canada last year. He is Canadian. So I think they're really high on those guys. I think on paper, you look at the Salt Dogs, and they might not pop off the page like some of the other teams in the league, maybe Cleburne, Kansas City, Milwaukee. But I do think that if the right guys click and the roster as a whole jives well together, then I really think it can surprise some people. I didn't even mention Luke Roskam, who hit 340 with four home runs and 17 RBIs in 18 games with the Salt Dogs in the regular season last year. So a lot of unknowns, but I think that the ceiling is pretty high.
I love this pitching staff. I got to tell you, Michael, as much as I have concerns about the hitting, this pitching staff looks like it's going to be very good. A lot of new faces to this club. Who do you see really stepping up in a guy that fans are going to go, wow, this is just a great story this year?
I think the easy one to point to is Josh Rader, who has had a long professional career. He didn't pitch last year with a flexor issue, so he should be healthy coming into 2023. He is Nebraska, the University of Nebraska's all-time saves leader. He was a lights-out reliever in 2013, 14, and 15, I believe, off the top of my head. He played in Mexico in 2021, so he's got the arm to play at a really high level. And I think that Josh Rader, a guy you should see in the starting rotation and one that the Salt Dogs will rely heavily on. Matt Cronin, of course, he had one of the best, if not the best, story of any American Association pitcher last year. Crow's back. Walter Borkovich had a tough go in 2021, missed 2022 because of Tommy John surgery, but he's back with the Salt Dogs here in 2023. So it'll be tough, you know, for a handful of years now. Kyle Kinman was the guy that everyone, the face that everyone recognized, obviously local kid from Omaha and a lights-out pitcher, one of the best in the league. He's moving on. Greg Minier's in the Atlantic League now, so those are really big shoes to fill. but I think you nailed it. The pitching staff's really exciting. If there's something I think that you can rely on a little bit more heavily or more consistently, feel more consistently about, if you will, when the season starts, it should be the arms. But you never really know once the season actually begins. And, you know, who knows who pops up and becomes that story for the Salt Dogs this year. But if I had to guess, it's one of those few I mentioned who fans will really like watching this season.
Brett Jody is coming into his third year of managing the Salt Dogs, and you know, as far as league media goes, I think Lincoln at times can be kind of an outpost. Can you tell us a little bit of what kind of a manager would you say Jody is? Is he a player's manager? Is he a disciplinarian? Is he heavy in the fundamentals? Tell us, just give us a little bit of a more of a read on Brett Jody.
Yeah, I think Brett's one of the best guys I've ever been around in baseball, and I don't say that lightly. I mean, he truly is a player's manager. The guys love playing for him. He's loyal. He brings guys in, and if he brings you in, he's going to give you a chance. You know, we've seen guys in the American Association, managers in the American Association, very quickly turn their roster over because they only give guys maybe 4 or 5 games to figure it out, and if they don't figure it out, then it's a revolving door. It's the exact opposite in Lincoln. You're going to get a chance. And, you know, Brett loves coaching. I guess you could say he's all about the fundamentals. You know, I think he's a little bit more fundamentally based than some of the newer guys, some of the younger guys we're seeing in the American Association. I do think he's a little more old school. You know, you see a lot more bunting. You see a lot more situational stuff. But it works, and the Salt Dogs have not been the most talented roster in the American Association over the last couple of years, but I really, truly feel like Brett Jody, with 53 wins in 2021 and a playoff berth last year, has gotten the most out of his roster, and I think he does that because guys put it on the line each and every night for him. They know that they'll have time to figure things out so they don't look as stressed out at the plate, and I really, truly think that Brett Jody is one of the most important, maybe the most important reason the Salt Dogs have been competitive over the last couple of years.
Now, Michael, one guy I want to ask you about is Stephon Moore, because he was just lights out to start out last season and struggled a little bit down the stretch. How do you, to be honest with you, I think this is the best reliever in the league. He's like looked like he did last year. This guy's going to be phenomenal. What are your thoughts about his role this season? And was just that last month kind of a little bit of an aberration, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think Stephon obviously has to just keep the walks down. His stuff is electric. And so when he's locating, he's almost unhittable. And I believe the ERA was around 0.4. when he was selected to the All-Star game last year. It really was a tale of two halves. They obviously love him. He's the kind of guy who, with a good start, now having been on the radar in this league, I think could be one of the first players to get picked up by a big league club. And obviously, we'd love to see that here in Lincoln for Stephon. So if he can keep those walks down, if he can locate, he's got the stuff to retire anyone in this league and strike out anyone in this league. And I think you'll see something a little closer to the first half, Stephon, as opposed to the second half last year. I mean, the first half was almost unsustainably great, right? Like a .390 ERA. You expect that to go up at least some point. You don't expect it to balloon quite like it did. But, I mean, Stephon's such an electric arm, and he really is one of the most fun pitchers to watch on any given night, and I would expect him to have a very similar role this year. If it's not closing, sure as heck is going to be high leverage at the back end of the bullpen.
Well, Michael, before we have you close out here tonight, if fans are looking to listen to your broadcast, what would they do to be able to do that?
Yeah, so it's different this year, actually, with some changes at Alpha Media here in Lincoln, and the Salt Dogs have been with Alpha since 2001 every single year. So for a while, the Salt Dogs were on KFOR. It was 1240 AM, and I believe it was 103.3 FM. I can't remember it specifically in Lincoln. And then in 2017, I want to say, that actually got moved over to KLMS, which was the ESPN radio affiliate. but there is no more ESPN Radio affiliate in Lincoln. So for those fans who want to tune in each and every night, the Salt Dogs are actually going back to KFOR. So that is 1240 AM and 101.5 FM in Lincoln. And, of course, the Salt Dogs can be seen each and every single night on AABaseball.tv.
Well, Michael, close us out with this. When the Lincoln Salt Dogs are holding the Miles Wolf Cup above their heads at the end of the season, what happened to make that occur?
Well, to go back to what we said at the start of this call, I think the offense has to click. Guys like Will Kinger, Nate Sampson, they've got to have big years. Yaniel Perez in there as well. I think Nick Anderson blossoms into an everyday role and really he's a different player and plays with more confidence. He knows he's in there each and every night. Connor Panis, 15 to 20 home runs. That would help out a lot. Luke Roskam is one of the best everyday catchers in the league, and he can play anywhere. A designated hitter, he might play some first base, so you have some versatility there. Josh Rader needs to be a standout in the starting rotation. And guys like Zach Keenan and John Bezdacek, who were good as rookies last year, you hope to see them come into themselves in their second season to professional baseball. And in the bullpen, David Zaz builds on another good year in relief, a big-time lefty for the Salt Dogs. Obviously, we've talked about Stephon Moore. I think Stephon Moore with an ERA in the ones, maybe low twos would be critical. Carson Lance having some experience in longer relief and being a big strikeout guy in his own right, coming in to shut the door in some big spots. And R.J. Frewer, how about the guy that pitched against Team USA in the World Baseball Classic, him picking up on where he left off, joining the Salt Dogs at the tail end of last year. So all those guys clicking, enjoying playing baseball each and every day under Brett Schoede, and just understanding their role, knowing that this team probably isn't going to be full of a ton of thumpers up and down the lineup, but that doesn't mean you can't score runs. And the guys on the mound just finding ways to get outs in different ways that they've been able to since Brett Schoede, obviously a former big league pitcher. He works with them big time. He's worked with a lot of guys and made them improve and given them a platform to succeed. So if you see that again here in 2023, of course, step number one for the Salt Dogs will be to get in and hopefully do so before the final day of the regular season, because now both years under Brett Schoede, they have been playing for a playoff spot in the final day of the regular season, but hopefully taking care of that long before the regular season comes to an end, and then making sure that the cards stack up well for a run in the playoffs. You never know what can happen. I think that's the beauty of this league. I think that's the great part of having eight teams in the playoffs now, too. You don't have as much pressure early on, so you do have time to figure things out. So if everything goes well, then who's to say the Salt Dogs won't win their first title since 2009, and to quote so many teams over the years, why not us?
Fantastic. Michael Dixon, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for doing this.
Guys, thank you so much. Yeah, we'll see you this year.